Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. The name of their new ABC Family show is 10 Things I Hate About You. Not you in particular, listener, but just you in general. So it's fair that I get to quiz these two young stars, Lindsay Shaw and Ethan Peck, about the 10 things they hate about someone, anyone. They can tackle these 10 any way they want, 5 each or 9 for Ethan and 1 for Lindsay, whatever they think. And if this doesn't work, I'll ask each of them to recite a bit of their character's dialogue, completely out of context, of course. And while they think about that, listen to this.
Tuesday, July 7th. Meet two sisters. One just wants to fit in.
We're headed to high school, not the Academy Awards.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
The other is determined to stand out.
My dinosaur wanted to Jurassic Park here.
Based on the hit movie, 10 Things I Hate About You.
I'll see you at tryout. I really hope that you don't suck.
It's a whole new world.
Need any directions or class advice or CPR? I am certified.
I want you to want me.
Love you.
A new ABC Family original series.
Why are people scared of you?
Why are people scared of you?
People are not scared of me.
That's why I find you interesting.
At least I made the cheerleading squad.
You did? Oh, yay. Happy day.
The world premiere of 10 Things I Hate About You. July 7th at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC Family, a new kind of family.
Lindsay and Ethan, welcome to Mr. Media.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Lindsay's just rejoining us.
Hello.
Okay. So I'm going to guess here that this is Ethan. Nice to meet you.
I am. Nice to meet you, Bob.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Bob.
Hi, Lindsay. So you guys heard the challenge, 10 things you hate about someone, and you don't even have to name the person. What do you think?
And we can split those things. Is that correct?
Yeah, any way you want.
Okay.
Why don't you go first,
Lindsay? Ready?
Okay.
Okay. I hate insincerity.
Bad hygiene.
That's a good one.
I hate... bad hygiene covers a lot of them, man.
speaks volumes.
I hate over cockiness.
People who have zero compassion.
Nice, that's a good one. People with agendas, hidden agendas.
Who don't care about the environment.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a good
good.
One.
Yeah.
People
that's
who are cruel to animals or people or just anything around them or to themselves.
Well, who have no awareness of others.
Eight.
People who are ignorant.
Nine.
Fools.
Ten. Wow. I gotta listen.
Unless you're a fool for love, then that's all right.
That was, you know what, I thought that was one of the dumbest things I had ever come up with, but you guys actually came up with 10 and you didn't hesitate. Thank you very much.
Killed it, Bob.
Great.
No problem.
All right, Bob, yeah.
All right, now I want you to go back and attach names to each of the, no, no.
Ethan.
What?
Listen, is there extra pressure on you guys coming into a comedy that was based on a hit movie?
Absolutely not. That pressure is only applied from outside sources, as Ethan has so eloquently put in several interviews.
Well, thanks, Lindsay.
No, I mean, there really is no pressure at all. You can't even really compare the two mediums, really. Obviously, it is a familiar concept, and it is a comedy, but we're new. We're completely new,
yeah,
and we're
going to
make you laugh in a different way.
And we've got Gil Younger, who directed the film, guiding us along most of the way. We've got incredible writers, great producers and an incredible cast.
So watch it.
It's interesting to me that you're doing this on ABC Family, which is kind of a rising star in cable. I mean, Make It or Break It just debuted. It's got the Secret Life of the American Teenager. My guess is that you have a little room there to work out things before it becomes huge, but then the opportunity is to really draw people in.
Yeah, exactly. We really are just starting off ourselves. It's not easy to put on a television show and to come up with all these ideas. So if we do, we're all finding our footing in the beginning here, which is really, really fun and nice. And hopefully over time that fan base will grow and people will hear about our show and know about our show, and it'll grow in content and audience.
Yeah, and hopefully, I mean, I speak for myself, obviously, and maybe for others, but hopefully I'll be growing, with the fan base growing, ideally. This has been an incredible challenge for me, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
And along the same lines, and I'm sure you've been answering this question all day, and you will continue for some time, is it difficult? Does the 10 years since the movie make it easier to step into the roles of, Ledger and Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles, respectively?
I wouldn't say that we're stepping into roles per se. I think that we are reviving the concepts and the names and the characters, but the situations are new. The personalities are different. And so it's going to be a different kind of animal.
Yeah, it's not so much Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles as it is Cat Stratford
and Patrick Verona.
All right. And so tell me about each of your characters. Do they follow the movie strictly then, or are they going? Because the movie, you do a movie and it's like, okay, it's going to be this 90 or 110 minutes, and that's it. You have to breathe life into these characters possibly for 3 to 5 years.
Absolutely. The movie has really given us a nice springboard, from where to begin. Obviously, the basic outlines of the characters are still there. Kat is still a tough, independent, feminist, free spirit. But like you said, a series life is longer, and so you get to discover more and more, discover things that weren't covered in the movie, or find new things about her that you are able to portray. But for this first 10, we're just kind of trying to establish who they are, and that does follow with the movie somewhat.
Yeah, in ways. I mean, we're all, like I said, still working out, who these characters are, what the story is, where they're going, what this romance is to be. If there's to be a romance, I'm speaking between Patrick and Kat, but really, it's a reimagining, as Carter Covington, the creator of the show, puts it, and not so much a reinventing of it. So really, we're not trying to draw any comparisons. We're trying to bring back to life the goodness and what people found incredible in the film, as people find things incredible in anything to find something great about this show.
Had either of you seen the original movie before being cast in the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Got yourself. Okay. What stands out about the movie to each of you?
The movement of the movie, really the vision of the entire thing. The movement always underplayed the emotion of the scene in the movie, and that's one of the things that I think made it resonate so deeply with people, is just that you have this other aspect of it where it's when the movement is going along with the emotion, you feel it. You really feel it, and that's what I felt when I watched this movie, and that's why I think we're just so incredibly lucky to have Gil Younger back, who, I think kind of pioneered that style. He's just so in love with all of that, and the flow of this show really reflects that. That is one thing that is very, very similar to the movie.
Yeah, and I think that in the way that the characters communicate with each other so quickly and with such alacrity, and there's this large ensemble, and you feel so closely, and they're so closely involved in their movements with each other. The scenes speak to each other in that way, and that's something I remember from the film, of being sort of nonstop and never a dull moment. And ideally, I think the show's becoming that. I think Gil has, as Lindsay put it, is you know, bringing that back to life.
How many episodes have you shot at this point, and how many will you shoot before you stop for this?
We finished our 7th episode last night, and we have an order of 10 for now.
Okay, so you have 3 more to go. And have you noticed from the first episode, pilot, I guess, much development in either of your characters or the people you interact with or things developing around you already?
Absolutely. Even with Kat, you know, she shows up, and I hate to say this because maybe this isn't the right word, but she is sort of righteous at some times about her moral compass and about the ideals that she has, and she really tries to impress those upon other people. But you see in some of these episodes and situations that, you know, maybe she's wrong. Maybe she, you know, the emotion, she lacks the emotion that she needs to really see a situation for what it is. And so you kind of see her fall off of her high horse and kind of have to reevaluate some things for herself, which is awesome because that only signals growth.
Hmm. Can I ask how old are, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ethan.
Oh, no, what were you going to say?
Work it out, Ethan.
Well, I was just going to say that Patrick's been an interesting character to tackle because we're still figuring him out and creating him and developing him as we move along. And so he's been as mysterious to me as I think he will be to viewers, which is an interesting concept to me, at least.
I was going to ask, how old are each of you? I looked at your pictures, and you look very young, but talking to you, I'm very impressed with how mature and thoughtful and, you know.
Oh, I'm 20 years old.
I'm 23 okay. years old.
Ah, okay. So you do bring a certain maturity to your situations, obviously.
Yes.
We try.
We try. Yeah. And obviously, at that age, for both of you, you're not, I'm guessing, you're not balancing school with acting at the moment. You're past that.
I dropped out years ago, Bob. no, I actually just finished the homeschool machine a few months ago.
Really?
So I am I'm a high school graduate. That's,
congratulations.
That's about it.
And I dropped out of NYU, so
he actually means that, Bob.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, but then talking to young people who are acting in your situation, there's two issues, as I see. One is you've got the kids who are younger who are still dealing with school and acting and weighing the two. And then there's men and women your age who are obviously men and women, but you're doing a show on ABC Family. You're working for Disney. Do you have to give second thought to things that you do going forward because you know that what you do offset will reflect on your cast and the company and, you know, certain standards?
Yeah, I think that's a consideration wherever you are, but especially with Disney. It's very heightened, and for good reason. The fan base is extremely, you know, impressionable, and they take a lot of their cues from what they see and who they admire. And so it's a responsibility to them. For me, it's a responsibility to them. So I do kind of censor, not censor, but just I'm always very aware of what I'm giving off or how I'm coming across.
Hmm. It seemed like the working for Disney that the upside can be very big, but the downside, if you screw up, if you pardon my French, can be tough too. Now, Ethan, I have to ask you, obviously much is being made of you being Gregory Peck's grandson. I mean, he was just a legendary actor. I wonder what his legacy, though, what it means to you and your own pursuit of a career.
You know, it's difficult even for me to fathom the immensity of his of his public image and of his public self. He really was a wonderful grandfather to me, and not so much. I don't really know him as the actor as most people know him, or as the public figure that people know him as. But I think, in the most important ways, he speaks to me in a deeper language, you know, and he's in my everyday in a lot of ways. And, I'm really grateful for that.
Hmm. Do you have a favorite among his movies, or have you not spent a lot of time with them?
You know, honestly, I haven't gotten through all of them. I really loved The Guns of Navarone when I was a younger kid. And obviously To Kill a Mockingbird is just a beautiful film.
Did your grandfather ever have any idea that you would be interested in pursuing this line of work?
Yeah, I mean, he knew that I was acting. I began auditioning when I was about 9 years old. And not really for any direct relation to his involvement, I think. I mean, I'm not really sure because I can't exactly recall, but I just had a feeling it's what I would do. And it was, at the time, just another extracurricular along with sports and whatever else I involved myself in. But as soon as I got out of high school and got to NYU, I realized, you know, that this is really what I was going to be doing.
I think anyone who looks at a picture of you can see it in the eyes. That's my opinion anyway. Just I see the picture and I go, wow, yeah, that's definitely a bloodline there.
Thanks.
So you guys have three episodes left. Have either of you, do you have something lined up to follow this? Are you working on something else?
Well, Bob, my sights are firmly planted on 10 things for the moment. We really, honestly, have not had time for one other thing. But
likewise, Bob.
This should keep you entertained for 5 solid hours of TV. And after that, I don't know. Hopefully, I'll have another job or something. But
and we're hoping for another opportunity.
It would be amazing
together
to come back and do it again.
Very good. Well, folks, you can catch Lindsay Shaw and Ethan Peck every Tuesday night this summer in the premiere season of 10 Things I Hate About You. And you can go back, if you tuned in late, go back to the beginning of the interview and they'll give you 10 things. It's on ABC Family at 8 p.m. And you can check out previews of the show and background on these wonderful young actors at www.abcfamily.com. And Lindsay and Ethan, thank you so much for joining us in Mr. Media today. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Bob. It was fun.
All right. Good luck to you both.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And for more interviews with your favorite ABC Family stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Make It or Break It, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, and many more. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orchid, FriendFeed, Bebo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, MediaFly, PageFlakes, PodFeed.net, Eons, Mihente, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate when you give a piece of your day to spend it with us. Thanks for listening.
Tuesday, July 7th. Meet two sisters. One just wants to fit in.
We're headed to high school, not the Academy Awards.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
The other is determined to stand out.
My dinosaur wanted to Jurassic Park here.
Based on the hit movie, 10 Things I Hate About You.
I'll see you at tryout. I really hope that you don't suck.
It's a whole new world.
Need any directions or class advice or CPR? I am certified.
I want you to want me.
Well,
love you.
A new ABC Family original series.
Why are people scared of you?
Why are people scared of you?
People are not scared of me.
That's why I find you interesting.
At least I made the cheerleading squad.
You did? Oh, yay. Happy day.
The world premiere of 10 Things I Hate About You. Tuesday, July 7th at 8, 7 Central. Only on ABC Family. A new kind of family.